excited for this episode. I have a super special guest with me. Her name is Chelsea Blake.
Hello.
And she has a tie-dyeing business that we are going to talk about that is super, super exciting.
Very exciting. I'm excited about it.
So we're just going to roll with the things. We're going to talk about how we met, because I feel like it's very interesting how we met.
It is kind of pretty interesting, I would say. I don't know. I meet a lot of people through friends these days, but...
You meet them right before you go on to WTAJ usually.
Yeah, you just hop on. You're like, oh, we're going to model together. Okay, works.
Yeah, we're just going to throw it together. Like, I was a hot mess. Like, I know I was like, I maybe seemed a little bit together. I was so fucking nervous.
I'm always nervous when I go and do that stuff. I'm like, I'm going to trip. I'm going to fall. Something's going to happen. Maybe even split my pants. I don't know. Like...
Make the news for splitting your pants. Like, that's what I was so concerned about. Like, literally falling, especially, like, when you go in there. Like, okay, so I'm going to back up. Chelsea is a veteran. She had done it a few times beforehand.
Skilled.
So skilled. And so, obviously, like, I work at Fox Hollow. And Jess is like, my friend's going to come. She's done it a few times. And I'm like, good. That makes me feel better. Because I'd rather do it with somebody that's been doing it. So
yeah,
I feel more comfortable because I feel like I can feed off of somebody else's energy a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
If it was just like three people first time doing it, I feel like I would be such a wreck.
We'd be running around like, where do we go?
I'd be worried about like, I don't know, like my shirt coming down, like just something happening like that would literally just, I would never live down. Like
the elderly of Altoona would hate it.
I mean, because let's be real, like the elderly of Altoona are the ones that are probably watching it, because it's like it's 4 or 4:30 time slot.
Yeah, between 4 and 5 and on the news.
So like, I don't know who's really watching it. Well, and it's on Facebook, I guess, too. So that does give it a little bit more.
Yeah, exposure. But they're not going to post, your nip slip on Facebook.
They'd be like, what's that 13-year-old boy doing? Like modeling his Fox Hollow clothing. I feel like that's what it would be. And then I'd just be embarrassed for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But so I felt like way more better because you were a pro.
Thank you.
And, we get our outfits. And I'm trying to remember because we've done it twice or three times now? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I'm
2 or 3, definitely.
My memory's not.
I don't have a good memory to begin with, so... You go ahead on this. Whatever you think was our first time.
Because the first time, I think it was the first time I was at the studio. Were you with us when we did the one live in the store? Because that's
yes.
The other time I'm thinking of. So I think it's been about 3 times.
Okay,
so I think
yeah.
They've done it for like summer, fall, winter, and then we did another one before COVID, right?
Yeah, that was like right before COVID, not too long before Christmas, maybe?
It feels like
I don't
a
know.
Lifetime.
I can't tell you, to be honest, when that was.
That's the most vivid one for me to remember because I was still nervous, but I felt a little more comfortable because we had both done it.
Yeah.
And I felt like since we had met a few times, like it felt a little more natural. And I think Sydney was with us, right?
Yeah,
was
for the three of us? For the last time, right?
I think.
Oh, might have to ask her. I don't know.
We're both great with memory.
Yes. So we met a while ago. We're not sure.
All I remember is whatever I had on, I was dripping sweat because it was so hot in there.
We always have to layer up and then it's always so hot and you're like, wow, like these are nice new clothes and I'm just sweating in them.
Noah likes to say to us, if you perspire, you acquire. And I'm like, we might as well just ring everything up I've literally put on my body because...
Every time I model, because it's almost every time. Like the one time when we went out, we were on the road. We were doing a fall collection in the hot, like sun, like it was...
Oh, those are the worst. Because we've done shoots in the morning and it's like 95 degrees. We're like, I need you to put the sweater on and act like you're cold as I'm like dripping sweat, like my mascara is running down my face.
Jess, it's not believable. Come on.
Yeah, seriously. I'm going to need like a personal fan. Like I need someone to just, help cool me down a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to need assistance.
We seriously need some help. So I do remember that. But I think I was scared too because I think the one that you did maybe before I started there, weren't you like changing at the studio?
Yeah. Were you not there for that one?
No, I was not.
Yeah, I did an outfit change. It was me and then I can't remember who went second. And then I had to change real quick and then go back out.
That would make me nervous.
That it did. I was like, oh, if I don't get this on right, if my hair is like the wrong way, could be bad.
Were you worried about like having something inside out?
A little bit, but I had it so prepared that I was just like, okay, it has to just go on and look right. And as long as that happens, then whatever. It's whatever happens, happens. Yeah.
Seriously, I just gotta let it roll. Well, this last time too, so it was so hot. And I think that was the time that we waited what felt like forever.
Yeah.
Because I was like, all right, we're gonna be in this segment. Because I think it's, what, a half hour show?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and then, well, we got there around 4 or something. We had to wait from 4 to 4:30 for some other segment to end first. And then we didn't even go until, like, after that, like 4:40 maybe.
It felt like literally forever.
It did.
It seemed like they kept going to, like, commercial break. And we're like, okay, like, we're going to be up now. And then they would pan to Jess just waving.
Jess had to have waved like 20 times at that camera. And Jess will be up next with Fox Hollow again.
Like, just kidding. No.
But then after the next break.
Oh, and then they literally bring you out like right before like you're going on. So like finally, like once they came to get us and we were there. And I felt like two people told us two different things. So then internally, I'm having a breakdown because I'm like, one, I don't want to trip over anything. And two, am I going up these steps? Am I standing on the flat? Where am I going?
And that's when we all ended up doing different things, right?
Yes. And then I think at the last minute, Sydney's like, you go first, me. And I'm like, what? I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
And that's when you just take it and you roll with it.
Like, well, fuck it. I guess whatever happens, happens.
Exactly.
I feel like I was making really dumb expressions. Like, it looked a little better maybe than what it was, but I could tell I was, like, red. Like, I was hot because I was hot to begin with.
So you don't look that bad on camera, but when you're doing it, you feel like you are red. You feel like there's sweat dripping everywhere. You feel like you're making the weirdest faces. Like, you're like, what face am I even making right now? And then you're like, I'm moving too much. Why am I putting my hands here? Yes. I never put my hands here, but I do it anyway.
Like, how awkward can I fucking look right now? And then, like, why am I like tilting my leg like a pirate? This is not okay. And then I remember I looked at myself in the monitor and I'm like, oh no.
You didn't make that face, did you?
I feel like I did. I probably didn't because it's like, snap out of it. Like, you can't, but I feel like you get in your own head.
You do.
So
it's all, you almost have to blank it out, but I'm not quite there yet. I'm still in my head every time I go on there.
It's so hard to do. So can't wait to do it again. I do enjoy it. It's fun.
Oh, it's definitely fun. It's always a good time. We always make it a good time, at least.
Yeah. We make it a party, you know? We survived.
Yes.
We made it. We looked okay.
I think we looked great. Honestly, like, you think you look weird. And even watching each other, you're like, oh, does that look okay on camera? Does it? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I'll try it. And then you watch it later and it looks perfectly fine.
Like, I honestly did not watch it. I did not watch it myself. And, like, I almost didn't want to look at my phone because, like, people would text me and say, oh, my God, I just saw you. And I'm like, oh, no.
Was it good or bad?
Yeah, how was it? How horrible did my face look?
Please don't lie.
Yeah. Please be truthful with me.
Yeah.
If I look like a psychopath, please let me know. Sorry, Jess.
Maybe you should hire someone else. Not a couple of psychos.
Yes, yeah, seriously. So, you know, we're just a band of psychos modeling the clothes. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean.
And then we had another connection, too.
Yes.
Which I thought was so interesting. It's such a small world. Because we were talking about Rhiannon, who is my good friend and who I've worked with many years ago at Sephora inside of Penny's. Mm-hmm. And you were like, oh, she was my teacher.
Yes, she was Miss Matuse.
I forget that Rhiannon has lived like 35 lives.
She has. Every time I see her again, she's someone new. And I love it.
She always has like a new profession. Like, I feel like she's like professional Barbie. She would hate that I just said that. But I feel like you see her one day and, you know, she works at Sephora. And then I find out that she was like a teacher. She was an esthetician. Was she a massage therapist? I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
She might have been. I don't know. And now she's a dental hygienist.
Yes. She just is a, oh, what's the word I'm looking for?
And now she's kind of like an instant influencer. I love to make fun of her. She just is hitting up the Insta stories, but she's good at it.
I know. She actually gets me like into new things. I'm like, oh, where is this place located? And I like, click on her story and I'm always interested. She's very good at that. Very good at promoting small businesses.
That Rihanna, just hitting up the small businesses. I love it.
I just love that we both happen to have her in common too. It's just crazy.
I know, it was so weird because I think you – did you reply to like one of my stories?
Yeah, I think you had a picture. You guys like took a picture at the bar and I was like, no. And I like looked at it and I'm like, oh, I can't believe that's her.
And, I mean, we have some common interests.
Yes, we do.
We both love the crew.
Oh, Motley Crue. What is it about them
that
pulls us in?
And they seriously pull me in so much. The Dirt really just revived my love for them.
I can't tell you how many times I've watched The Dirt.
It's like unhealthy how many times I've seen it. Like I could probably recite the whole film.
Yeah, most of it at this point. I mean, like, what? Of course I wanted to watch The Dirt, but I was like, when they're like, Machine Gun Kelly is playing Tommy, I'm like, oh my god, I have to, like, absolutely watch it now, duh.
I think he's hotter than Tommy Lee, which may not be a popular opinion,
Yes, he is the love of my life. sorry, Megan Fox.
Kick her out of the picture.
But I'm taking him for me. Maybe not right now, you can have him for now.
Have a plan in place, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's the best way to take him away.
If they break up, you can just swoop in to be that shoulder to cry on. Like, you just got to be ready to just, like, take your moment.
I'm going to just swoop right in, and then the next album is about me.
I can see
I need that.
We'll start manifesting it for you.
Yes. But, I mean, they did pick a really good cast, too, I think, for The Dirt. Like,
oh, definitely.
Pretty good looking.
For sure, yes.
They beat out maybe some of the Motley Crue original. Sorry.
For sure. Like, and then I kind of thought that. I'm like, I feel like the cast of The Dirt is just way more attractive than the actual members of Motley Crue. And I'm talking younger Motley Crue. Yeah. Like, obviously Motley Crue now, like.
No.
I mean, Nikki Sixx, which surprisingly out of the four of them, I think is the most attractive now.
Yes, he looks the best now. He's worked on himself for years now since he's been sober. But then you go on the other side and you look at Vince Neil, who used to be pretty decent looking for, you know, the band.
Do you think he's like praying to his lucky stars that he got an extra year to get ready for the tour? Like, do you think like he's like, all right, I got to get in shape. Like, it's crunch time. I have like, what? When did the tickets go on sale? At the beginning of the year?
Yeah, I think so.
So he's probably like, I have 6 to 8 months to like get my fucking life together. Now he has a whole extra year.
Okay, but do you really think he's doing anything with that time?
I will be very disappointed if I go to see them, knock on wood, next year, 2021.
Yes, please.
And Vince Neil is not in tip-top shape. He has had more than ample time.
Yeah, but when I saw him back in, what was that, 2014, he looked the same. So that was 6 years and he still hasn't gotten anywhere.
I mean, it seems like he's losing a little bit of weight, but like his girlfriend that he's with now, like on Google where they show you like the news stories, it'll pop up and it'd be like, Vince Neil's girlfriend shows new improved image of him. And it's only like ever his face. And I'm like, okay, well, his face looks a little slimmer, but like.
What about the rest?
The same.
Wow. Well, you know, she's trying.
She's trying to get the hype up. So I hope he's hitting the green smoothies.
He better be hitting the gym hard. Home gym. Home gym, of course.
Because if Def Leppard shows them up, I mean, it's not going to be good.
They can't.
They seriously can't. I mean, I love Def Leppard.
Yeah, me too.
I love all four bands. Like, I like Poison.
See, I like Poison. I don't love Poison. I like them. I feel like I don't know enough of them. Or I just don't care enough for them.
Did you watch Rock of Love?
I did not.
Oh, if you're ever having a day, when we're back in lockdown, you need to get on Hulu. Because I think it's on Hulu. It's available.
Is it?
Okay. You need to watch Rock of Love.
Okay.
It'll change your life. Maybe not for the better, but it'll change your life.
I can do that.
It's solid. And the girls on that show, like, that is not a show that in 2020 would be appropriate.
Yeah, of course not.
It was a show then that, like, it's weird because I was probably like in my early teens when that came out, and like I like looked up to these girls, and like watching it now, I'm like, what the fuck was wrong with you?
Maybe that's why we didn't have those stations at my house. My mom was like, oh, I don't want her to watch these girls and turn out like this. Here's Nickelodeon. Disney Channel.
You gotta watch, though.
Well, not Disney Channel. You gotta push us away from Disney Channel now. All those stars who grew up.
They are, like, on a different planet right now.
They are nuts.
What was I gonna say about... Oh, so I do need to ask an important question about the concert experience.
Yes.
Are you going to throw a bra? Because I feel like that's part of the 80s experience. Mm-hmm. I'm prepared to lose my bra that day. Like, it's happening.
I mean, I'm nowhere near the stage whatsoever.
Oh,
I am high up. Like, I just didn't want to spend a bunch of money on tickets. Ended up going really high up. Was like, oh, it'll be fine. And it will. It'll be fun.
Oh, it's going to be fun but regardless.
Will I still throw a bra? Maybe.
I think you should.
I might still throw a bra. I probably won't be wearing a bra, to be honest, but I will bring a bra to throw, if that's how it works.
Like, bra or underwear, like, I don't know, I feel like it's a rite of passage, because, you know, we obviously didn't get the original experience in the 80s.
No, no. My dad talks about those concerts. I wish I could have been there.
Oh my gosh, she showed me these pictures that her dad took, and they're the sickest pictures I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, those ones were from a tour in Germany. I forget which one it was, but they're AC/DC, Van Halen, Ozzy, all at the same concert. He's like, you were exhausted by the end of the day. You were just disgusting. I'm like, how do you go to the bathroom?
That's a good question.
Because those concerts, and especially like in Germany and back then, they were full of people. Like, you could not move. And how do you go to the bathroom? And he's like, well, you either hold it or you just go where you are.
I have so many questions. I mean, I guess that's a different time. But like, as a girl, like, I guess you're just going to squat and do your
thing. I don't, maybe try to find a corner. Like, maybe you just like ease through the crowd. Find a corner, pee, come back.
Have somebody spot you.
I don't know. I don't really don't know how that would work, but I would not enjoy that.
No, that I don't know. I just feel like that's not good for me.
That's
like,
not the concert experience that I want.
No, like, I really want to be able to go to the restroom. That honestly was the only reason I did not buy seats on the field for that concert was because I was thinking. So I'm like, obviously, I'm gonna have some beverages. So I know I'm going to have to go to
with
the bathroom.
With four bands, you're going to have to go to the bathroom.
I mean, this concert starts at like 4:30. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Try and hold it for hours. What, that like six or so hours? Do it.
There's no way. I have the bladder of a squirrel. It would never happen.
While you're drinking simultaneously? What, White Claws?
I mean, obviously having Claws.
Obviously the Claws.
I feel like I'm going to have to take a break from Claws until then. Especially, ooh. We bought those Bud Light seltzers.
Ew.
I don't know how I feel about them.
I'm not a fan of them.
Everybody on TikTok is like hyping them up. So I'm like, obviously I have to try it if everyone on TikTok is hyping it up.
Okay, but how old are they?
Probably of age. I don't really know.
Well, if you're questioning that, then that's probably why they're okay with Bud Light seltzers. They're like, well, this is what I'll drink.
Like, this is okay. Like, I'm not okay.
They have not matured yet.
You like wine, right?
I love wine. I'm not a connoisseur, but I love sweet wine.
Oh, yes. We popped open a bottle of Whispering Angel. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I have not.
A comedian I follow, Heather McMahon, really likes it. So I'm like, we're going to try it. And I'm a little hit and go with wine. Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I don't. I feel like it just gives me a different kind of headache. Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel like I stick to beer, or if I'm getting on the liquor train, that just feels like it never ends.
I don't seem to get too many headaches with wine unless I drink it early and stop drinking. Then I get a headache, but I don't think I've ever had a wine hangover. And I've had a bottle at a time, believe me.
I feel like with wine too, yes, it's a personal challenge. I feel like if I'm opening a bottle, like, I'm gonna finish it. I might need to seek a meeting. But
no, it's fine. It's 2020. You're allowed to do this now.
I have a month and a half left where I can just continue to have these habits.
But... yeah, but we'll revisit in January depending on how things go.
For sure, yes. If we're in lockdown, this may not end.
I think we're all at that point.
We posted to June or July.
I can't remember. It's in the summer for sure, but I think July. We'll go with July.
I think it might be. I can't remember, but
I can't either.
Hopefully, when that time comes, we will be tailgating.
Yes. Pray for a vaccine. Pray this is over. We need to see Motley Crue.
We have to.
We need to. Just because, also for their health.
Time is up, guessing. So we need to get this concert rolling.
Like, we had their farewell tour. They're coming back. We need them. We need to see them this time. So yes. Bring them back.
We got to see them.
If you hear this, Nikki Six, we are waiting for you.
Maybe keep Mick Mars in a bubble securely until the time comes. Someone should probably be quarantining him.
Do not let him out of your sight.
Absolutely.
Virtual sight, sorry.
Nikki Six should probably bring him to Wyoming with him.
Yeah.
Or Montana. I forget. He's in one of those, like.
Oh, I think it's Wyoming.
I feel like everyone's going to Wyoming.
I don't know. Let's go.
We probably should. My brother said you can buy like a bunch of land for like a quarter. I mean, I feel like he was probably exaggerating, but.
But, you know, probably not. Not too much.
I feel like we could make it work.
I'd be fine with that at this point.
I think so too. Maybe the less people, the better.
I like that philosophy.
You know, we're just being COVID friendly.
Exactly.
So I was fishing a little bit on your personal Instagram page.
Okay.
And I will add her handles in our show notes. But I didn't realize, and I may have just like glazed over it, but did you go ziplining?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
It was so fun. So I went in Vegas like 2 years ago down Fremont. Ooh. And that was fun. But this was a little bit higher up, and there was more scenery, like trees and stuff. We went up to the Camelback Resort out near the Poconos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's not much to do, obviously, with COVID. So our family vacation this year was a hike at Bushkill Falls, which were beautiful.
Ooh.
And then the next day we went ziplining at Camelback. And we were going to do the big one, but it was mostly – like, there weren't a lot of spots left.
Okay.
And then we're like, okay, fine. I guess we'll do the smaller one. But once we got there and we saw the, like, difference between the smaller one and the bigger one, we definitely were so glad we did the smaller one. It was a better view. It looked like you went so much faster. We watched these people go down this really long, like, just, it was so long. But you were just sitting in a chair. And you're just kind of, like, gliding. And I'm like, that doesn't even look fun.
That sounds horrifying.
That's not, like, that's what you do when you're 80 and you're like, I want to go ziplining. Like, they put you in a chair and they say, here you go. Like, no. I actually want to have fun and adventure. So
it looked awesome from the pictures.
It's, like, oh, it's just, it's over so quickly, which sucks. But when you just like jump off the ledge, you're like, oh, I know. Oh. I jumped. My sister was a little bit more afraid. She kind of just like walked off a little bit. But I was like, I'm going for this.
Off
I
just, the wall, like, just
jumped. And it was so fun. I loved it.
Did it freak you out at all? Because you said you did it one other time before. So, like, being that high up and, like, I don't know, like, having the trees and stuff underneath you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So there was a lot of, like, greenery and trees and everything all around you. And you're like, well, will I hit this tree? You're like, it kind of looks close. But when you're going, you're like, oh, it's not so bad. I was a little bit nervous, but honestly, not that bad. Like, the second time around was a lot easier. Just jumping off the edge.
You didn't have to like take a shot before you did it, like you were just ready to go.
No, just went for it. You know, 2020 just has us jumping off cliffs and whatnot.
Seriously, yes. Really and metaphorically.
Yes.
It looked awesome. Thanks. So is that something like you want to do like other places? Like have you researched like any other places to do it?
I haven't, but it would be fun to do. I love hiking and all that kind of stuff. So
you do seem very outdoorsy. I commend you.
I can't camp or anything like that, oh. But with I'll go hiking and, you know, all that kind of outdoorsy stuff. I love the outside.
It does seem like you're outside quite a bit.
I try to be.
I go outdoors maybe a few times.
Not the winter, though. Not the winter. No.
You're not, like, taking, like, snow hikes?
No. I hate the snow. No cold, no snow.
I feel that. It was snowing today, and I'm like, I'm just not ready for this.
Me neither.
Let's talk about this tie-dyeing business. I love that you're doing this. This is so awesome.
Thank you.
So what inspired it? Like, what made you want to start tie-dyeing?
So originally, I love tie-dye and I love bleach dye. I love it all. But I was cleaning my bathroom one day and I'm a little bit of a messy person. So I still had one of my black crop tops just laying on the floor and a drip bleach on it.
Oh.
So there were only like two decent sized drops and then a couple little ones, but enough that you're not going to just wear the shirt after that with just a couple of drops on it. So I was like, well, you know, bleach dye is like really in now. Like it's becoming a thing. And so I decided that I was going to try and bleach dye and see what happened to it. I said it couldn't get any worse than it already was. So I got that shirt, and then I got a couple of t-shirts to do. And I said, okay, I might as well make an event of this and, you know, have a nice little art day, craft day, whatever you want to call it. And so I did that. And once I had finished it, I was like, oh, and I really liked it. Like, I loved how it turned out. And once I showed a couple other people too, they're like, oh my God, they're like, I actually love that. Like, you completely turned that shirt around. And I was like, it's just, you know, a pretty mess. Like, I don't know. So once I did that and I did a couple of other shirts, I tried a couple of different styles of like tying them up, like how you do with tie dye and stuff. And some of them I just like squirted bleach on with a bottle. And I was like, oh, let's see what happens. So I did it. And once they were washed and everything, I looked at them. I was like, these look pretty cool. And once I showed them around, other people liked them too. And I was like, awesome, like if you want to buy them, go ahead, like I'll make them.
So did you start just like kind of selling them like through your personal Instagram, like when people started seeing them?
Yeah, so I posted on my story at first on just my what do you call that, your normal Instagram.
Yeah, like your personal
my personal Instagram. So I posted on my personal Instagram story first, and a few people liked them, and I said, hey, you know, if you want to buy these, go ahead. And a few people wanted to buy them. And that's so awesome. I just, after that, was like, okay, like, let me start making some more of these. Cause people then started to request them too. Like they're like, oh, can you do this color? And I said, well, let's try it out. Let's see. They're like, oh.
A new ad? What? Guys, you know how much I love Athea skincare and how badass their night cream is. But I'm here to report that I've upgraded to a full-on Athea skincare routine, and I am in love. It literally gives my skin life. I snagged the Athea bundle, and it comes with a daily facial cleanser that deeply cleanses and targets impurities, a daily moisturizer that revitalizes and hydrates my complexion, and my all-time fave, the retinol night cream. Don't sleep on Athea skincare. I promise you guys, it's the best investment for your skin. Use our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off your order. Again, that's our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off your order. Now back to the show.
So I didn't do a lot of research at first, so I thought everything would end up dyeing the same color. I just didn't realize it. And once I started doing other ones, I did like a blue t-shirt that was white. I did a heathered teal shirt that ended up teal and gray. And then just some of the shirts, you're just like, oh, I didn't know it turned that color. And sometimes it just matters how long the bleach is on, or what kind of bleach you're using. I noticed I used two different kinds of bleach, and they kind really? Of bleached. Yeah, because the one time we did masks and they turned out black and pink. And then I did my second set of masks with the same exact brand and everything, but not the same bleach brand. And they turned out more orange.
That's interesting. Like, I always kind of wonder, because I've like tie-dyed a few things like before.
Yeah.
But I've only ever stuck to one thing. Yeah. So like, that's interesting that different like brands of like bleach would be different.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either. But that's the only way that I can determine that those two would have been so different. I mean, I don't know. But it's always about the fabrics can pull all kinds of different color. And it's just really interesting to me to see what will turn out, like what kind of artwork I'm going to end up with that day.
Well, because like you're legit making art. Like you're, yeah. You know what I mean? Like you're painting it essentially.
Yeah. And like every piece is mine and everything is different. And I'm like, I made that. That's pretty cool looking.
I love it. It's so awesome. And it's so nice to have like unique like pieces. Like I just feel like you can really upcycle something too. Like you took that crop top that you just accidentally bleached.
Yes.
And turned it into a piece of gold, essentially.
Yeah. I took a couple of my like t-shirts from home at first and did those too. Like I had an old Planet Fitness black t-shirt.
Love a good Planet Fitness tee.
We have to. I mean, you got to wear them. You're like, well, I'm just tired of this tee. So I like cut it up into a tank top and then just threw some bleach on it. I love it so much now. Like,
making the Planet Fitness tee cool.
Yeah. So if you need me to fix up your Planet Fitness tee, let me know.
So you sign up in January for Planet Fitness, you know, and you need your tee spruced up, you know who to call.
Yes. Please call me.
Well, DM, I guess. I guess calling is probably like a thing of the past.
Yeah. But I probably won't answer, so don't call.
She will not answer the phone calls. People, do not call her. So how long has it been? So from the time that you just kind of happened upon it and started selling on your personal account, how long did it take before you started like the business?
Just like two or three weeks or something. So I own this only started happening in like mid September. And then I made my business page like a few weeks to a month later. So I've only had it for like a month or so up, but
that's crazy. It seems like it's been a little while.
Yeah, well, it is COVID.
That's true. Everything feels like 4 years.
It feels like I've been doing this forever. Oh my gosh.
It's been so long, those 2 months.
It really has been though. But I feel like I've also learned a lot in those like couple months too. And I'm still learning so much. And it's just every day is like a new thing. And I wish I could do it more often, but right now I'm only doing it every other Sunday right now.
Girl, you need to make it your thing. The stuff that you make is like awesome. And I love seeing the progression because like you started with like just basic like tees and long sleeve tees. And now you're doing masks, which I purchased the mask and it is super cute. And I'm so excited. I will make sure to make a post about it.
We're going to have our mask on in our picture.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
We are being, you know, we are distanced away.
Yes, we are. But the masks and, then the hoodies too.
Hoodies.
Yeah. So I just started those and the ones that I've gotten so far have mostly pulled like gray / like a brownish kind with it. It almost looks like a camo kind of look to it.
Ooh.
But I've been, experimenting with those a little bit and eventually going to like try some socks out, see what I can do with those. And
socks would be cool.
Maybe some leggings.
Ooh. I love everything. This is so cool. This is so exciting. And I saw some band tees.
Yes.
As well, which is super exciting.
Everyone loves a band tee.
Seriously. That's all I wear.
Well, yeah.
Leggings and band tees are just my wardrobe now.
Well, I'll have to hook you up with a couple of those, but
I definitely need some tie-dye from you.
But I mean, like, that's, I've told people too, if you even want to bring me clothes that you have, and just, I don't have to go out and get anything. Bring me something you have and I will try and like dye it up. And, you know, you just have to give me a little bit of a fee for the work, but that's not that bad.
No, because seriously, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this where you see something on Pinterest or on TikTok and you're like, oh, I can do that. I've done it before. I fucking failed miserably.
Well,
I just have ruined shirts.
With that, I just like to think like, oh, it's not going to ruin it. I have maybe ruined one shirt, but I'm going to try and save it. I'm still going to try and save it.
I feel like you could upcycle it for sure and make it cool.
I have an idea with it. I just have to find someone to help me out with it. Yeah, there's just a little bit too much bleach on one of the shirts.
That's fine.
There's just kind of a little bit too much there, so we gotta cover that up. But
it's so exciting. Like I love seeing like the progression with even in such a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I think that this is really cool, and you have a bright future with the dyeing.
Thank you. I'm excited. I'm excited to see where I go with it. I'm excited to pull other people in, you know, build the business, see what happens out of it.
It's so exciting to see people. And I feel like 2020, well, I knew even starting this podcast, like I feel like this year is a really good year for people where they've just kind of said, you know what? Why am I waiting any longer? Like, why don't I just do it now? Like, if there's a time, it is now.
I have said fuck it way too many times this year where I'm like, why? Like, the world could end any time now. Like, I'm calling this the end of the world because
seriously,
it seems to be the end of the world.
It feels like it.
We're calling it now. but I've just more this year have been like, well, why am I holding back? Like,
right.
I'm wasting too much time. I should just do what I want to do. And I can't say I've always wanted to like do a bleach dye or tie dye business, but I've always wanted my own business. Like, I've always wanted to start something and be like, oh, I did that. So like, I don't know. We're going to see if this one is the one that picks up or not. If not, I have other ideas.
You're an entrepreneur and I love it. And like, I really feel like now's the time. Like, definitely, like, you seize the opportunity. You're doing something right now that is super popular and everything you make is so cool and so unique. So, I mean, now's the time to do it.
So. It really is. So if you guys want to get out and, you know, follow your dreams.
Follow your fucking dreams.
You should do it now because 2020 is the year.
You have like a month and a half left. Just get it going. Start your business, your podcast, whatever.
Your just new hobby. You don't even have to even make it a business. Just so you're having fun with it too. Like,
have you always wanted to play the recorder? Play the recorder. I mean, now's the time.
Did you get a recorder?
I did not get a recorder. It's on my Christmas list. I feel like everyone around me will hate me if I get a recorder.
I don't know if I still have mine from third grade. If I do, you can most certainly have my recorder.
Guys, I might be getting a recorder. Shit's about to get real.
I mean, it's not pretty. It's like tan or something. I didn't get the extra money to pay for a nice pretty one. I had to get the plain one.
Understandable. I feel like everyone has like a recorder. Like, yeah, I don't think I ever had one.
You didn't do that?
In school, like, they gave you one.
Yeah.
Which is probably not sanitary. Maybe I did have one and I just got rid of it.
Yeah, maybe. Because I think we had to purchase ours. I mean, I don't think they were a lot of money. I don't know. Are they?
I don't know. After, like, I talked all this shit about how I wanted a recorder, I never actually looked one up.
That dream is put on hold for now.
It was put on hold for a little bit. I was really about the kazoo a few months ago. I did look into the kazoos.
You know what I want to play? The didgeridoo.
The what?
The didgeridoo, that really long thing that you just blow into and it makes that loud noise. Like, I think that would be so cool.
I'm just picturing you like on a front lawn somewhere, just like, you know, what is it called again?
A didgeridoo.
A didgeridoo.
Right? Is that how I think that's how you say it.
I have honestly like not even thought about this thing like in forever, but I could just see you like just out in the morning. That could be like your call in the morning.
Oh, I wake everybody up.
Waking the neighborhood up.
I don't think I'd be up in time to wake everybody up.
Maybe it'd be the midnight horn.
Yeah. I'll blow it at night at midnight. I'll be like, okay, it's time for bed.
New day, everyone.
New day ahead of us. Didgeridoo time.
We have lived to see another day in 2020.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
I feel like that's your next hobby.
I have been thinking about picking up a new musical instrument since I haven't played one since high school.
I think that's it.
All right, so are we going to start a band?
I think we should. I definitely think we should. So I'll either pick up a kazoo and or recorder. We'll see how it goes.
Well, you know, you switch out every song, whatever you're feeling.
True. I mean, I guess I could be a woman of many talents.
Exactly.
Just, you know, from kazoo to recorder. Hot cross buns. That's the first song I'm going to learn.
It's not that hard. It's really not. I could probably figure it out.
I would hope that I could. I have no musical talent.
Well, see, I have this just faint memory of hot cross buns in my head from when I was in third grade. I'm learning that. I don't know. Why am I remembering that and other things? I don't know.
I feel like that's just the standard for a song. Like, I feel like, you know, when you're learning something, because trying to think of how many instruments I've started and stopped. I tried the violin. It was terrible. Ooh. I tried the flute. I lasted a month. I had a bass guitar for a very short amount of time. And then I think I just realized. Also, the bass guitar portion of my life was very sketchy. My mom took me to this guy's house for him to teach me.
Oh.
I don't know why I'm revisiting this memory. This has been locked away for quite some time.
Well, let's open it up.
Cool. So this guy, it was super creepy. He literally like taught me in his bedroom, and it was very clear that he lived with his parents. It was probably like in his mid 30s to early 40s.
That sounds about right.
And he always wore pajama pants.
Oh.
When he would teach me the bass guitar. And sometimes I want to look at Mama Sue and go, what made you think about this experience that this was okay for a teenage girl to be doing?
His parents were home.
Yeah, I guess his parents were home. My mom claims that she was there. I don't remember her being there. I think she dropped me off. It's a wonder I'm alive.
I mean, he sounds like a legit guy.
Yeah, so the bass guitar did not pan out. What instrument would you pick up if you were seriously picking one up?
So when I was in high school, I played the drums and I liked it, and it was just like the bass, like snare drum and stuff like that. I never quite could do the drum set. It was a lot going, like, I'm great at multitasking, but for some reason when it came to the drum set, it was just too much. And I was like, oh, there's too many things going on.
You don't think you'd be like Tommy Lee, like hitting the drum, smoking a cigarette at the same time.
Upside down, spinning around. No, unfortunately not. since I can't do that, I've always thought about like playing the guitar. I've liked the guitar, but I also have long nails, so I'm not really sure that I could give those up for the guitar.
I mean, your nails are always on point, so I feel like maybe the nails have to stay.
I know. So maybe piano or something. I took like a year when I was 5 or 6, and then I quit, and I hate myself for quitting. I wish I would have stuck it out, because I'm so jealous of people who can like just go up to a piano and start playing.
Yeah, just like bust it out, like their secret hidden talent. That's the worst, when like you think of something that you wish you would have like stuck to, and mm-hmm. you just kind of like dropped off on it. Now you're like, I could have been like a professional piano player.
Exactly. I could be famous right now, and look what I did. So keep following your dreams, people. Don't give up.
Do not quit your extracurricular activities.
Don't quit piano.
Stick with it. As hard as it may be to play hot cross buns on the piano, you just got to stick with it.
Keep your didgeridoo right beside you. Always practice that every night.
Every single night. Be diligent.
Right before bedtime, though.
Before you slip into your bed, just hit it once or twice.
Your parents will love it.
I think that they really would. I think they'd appreciate it and maybe prefer it.
Yeah, maybe they love that instrument. You don't know. Hey, your kids are doing something. They're not out doing drugs.
Exactly. Anything's better than doing cocaine on the streets.
Anything.
Seriously. I guess any drug. So specifically
just
cocaine.
Just cocaine.
Just say no to cocaine. Everything else, you know, maybe.
In moderation.
A little touch of acid. It's no biggie.
You'll be fine, kids.
You'll be great. Do not listen to us. Do not take real advice from us.
No. This is send help, not self-help.
Send help, exactly. Thank you so much, Chelsea, for being here with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, of course. You guys definitely need to follow Chelsea on Instagram. Her personal Instagram is at Chelsea L. Blake. And her business page is at Dying with Chelsea, which I love that name.
Thank you. So much. My friends did help me get to that point. I was like, I'm not creative enough. I need help with this name. And someone said something along the lines of that. And I was like, Dying with Chelsea, because that's me.
That's your vibe. Like, I love it so much.
That is my like sarcastic vibe right there. Just come die with me.
I think that should be your tagline for your business.
It is. Come die with me.
It's seriously perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here. And I will make sure to put your handles in the show notes so everybody can give you a follow.
Awesome. Follow me, guys. You know, let me know if you want to see something. I'm open to DMs. Just go ahead. Not my personal. Drop in the business page DMs and tell me what you want to see. Like, you got some stuff you want me to bleach? I'll do it.
I love that. That's so cool. You can literally get anything you want bleached, and that is so cool.
Yeah. Let me ruin your clothes.
Dying with Chelsea. All right, guys, we'll see you on the next episode of the Send Help Podcast.